We read today from the last verses of 2 Peter, which come at the end of a warning that Judgment Day is coming in spite of God's merciful delay. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Some people say that knowledge is power. If you have the right information and use it the right way, you can succeed in life. It's a reason why certain colleges and other kinds of schools exist and operate. Well, today I'm looking at students in a school who have the best information there is. God has told you how it all turns out in the end. You know about Judgment Day coming, what happens on that day and after it. And just as importantly, you know how to survive it. You know what it takes to make your last day on earth, be it death or Judgment Day itself, a very good day for you. You have also been told about a serious danger, real opposition standing in your way. The enemy of God is the enemy of you, his child. This enemy will try anything he can, while he still can, to ruin us spiritually and, in effect, steal us away from God. But there's a limit as to what the devil can do. He has no power to come into your heart and shut down your faith like flipping a switch. He can only try to lure us out with some kind of trap. So he brings temptations or false teachings in the hope that we step away from the safety of our God in the direction of Satan, away from God himself, away from the truth of his word. The devil has many helpers toward this end, many venues and devices to set the trap, to bring, as Peter puts it, the error of the wicked close to us. He can use the popular trending of society, or the content of TV, movies, the internet. Yes, the bait on the hook from hell can come right into the computer lab. Eventually, you will be around people who have bought into their own error of the wicked. It may sound something like this: oh, it's okay if I do that, as long as it doesn't hurt someone else. I have to be true to myself, don't I? I deserve this, and so do you. Handling such an error finally depends on sticking to the truth of God. We deal, for instance, with the error of evolution by sticking with confessing the truth of creation. We likewise deal with the error of self-righteousness, that horrible lie of doing something to save yourself, trying to make yourself look good. We deal with that by sticking to the truth of our sin and God's grace, salvation through Christ. Or as the apostle puts it, we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ also means that you have a growing sense of how much you need that grace. That will involve knowing better what the law of God says. As you study his will more closely, more carefully, you end up realizing not only the high standards involved and the fact that you didn't meet the standards, you also realize how weak you are because of the flesh, how often, how much you and I sin against God, but we don't shrug that off. We don't shrug that off, but rather take it seriously and realize how we need God's forgiveness today as much as we ever did. And then, with a healthy awareness of our own sinful condition, we know where to go for healing, recovery. It's back to the cross, where God's grace will show you that all your sins, your failures and weaknesses are covered with holy blood, paid for and forgiven by Jesus. Growing in that grace and knowledge also means growing in the certainty of it. When you know better what God has done for you through His Son, you understand better what kind of God you have. You have a God who cared that much about you and did that much for you. That kind of God who made that kind of sacrifice will not walk out on you. He will not lie to you or hold back in blessing you. Count on that. His dependability because of His grace. The spiritual growth that we are after at Emmanuel does involve all of us in a process. It's a daily process of hearing the Word attentively, reading the Bible carefully, thinking it all over, committing to memory both passages and the doctrines taught in the passages, and then using what you know for your own spiritual good and that of other people. But success in this process does not depend on you as a student or me as a teacher. God will be the key. As He leads us through the process He put in place, He will grow your knowledge, your certainty, and your faith. And that makes this endeavor called Christian education so promising, so worthwhile, and a good basis for our prayer, our goal, that together we all may grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory both now and forever. Amen.